Hey, everyone. This is Pastor Benj, and welcome back to Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast. Please, please, please be sure to be at church this Sunday for the final message in the Climb Message Series. It will rock your world, and you'll see what I mean when you attend the service this coming Sunday. Today's podcast is focused on staying on your climb even and especially after you stumble, fall down, break down, or just want to give up. Chuck and I had many stumbles, falls, and a few breakdowns throughout our AT hike. From having an Eno get washed out at 2 a.m. due to severe rain, wind, and lightning, to getting pelted by a hailstorm while we were setting up our tents, to falling flat on our face, to enduring really bad air quality from nearby fires, to slipping and sliding on really steep mountain ascents and descents. But in the end, we persevered. We pushed through, we learned a great deal, and we have some great stories to tell, even though many of them are really funny and a little bit embarrassing. God's Word never tells us our life climbs will come with an absence of turmoil, pain, or suffering. In fact, Jesus addresses this issue explicitly by telling us in John chapter 16, verse 33, that while we are in this world, we will, not we might, not we may have, but we will have many trials and sorrows. Jesus knew that our life wouldn't be perfect, but he also knew that through him, we could get back in the climb and overcome any and all of our life challenges. Through him, we will overcome, not through our own capabilities or through the strength or even weaknesses of the people around us. And how do we know this? Because Jesus went on to say in chapter 16 that in him we will have peace. And he tells us to take heart because he has already overcome the world and all the world's challenges. Now I want you to listen closely to what the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8, verses 35, 37, 38, and 39. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Can trouble, pain, or persecution? Can lack of clothes and food? Danger to life and limb? The threat and force of arms? No. In all these things, we win an overwhelming victory through him who has proved his love for us. And then Paul goes on to say, I have become absolutely convinced that neither death nor life, neither messenger of heaven, nor monarch of earth, neither what happens today, nor what may happen tomorrow, neither a power from on high, nor a power from below, nor anything else in God's whole world has any power to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wow. Now that's very, very powerful. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. No illness, no death, no job or lack thereof, no heartbreak, nothing has any power to keep Jesus from loving and caring for his children. So whatever climb we're on, whether it's a great climb, an average climb, or a really bad climb, our task is to get back to climbing after we stumble or even fall flat on our face, and to know that through it all, when we look up to Jesus, when we depend on him for our strength, we will, not might, we will have more peaceful, successful, and significant climbs. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and our hope and prayer for each of you this year is to have a wonderfully successful and significant set of climbs. All right, see you this Sunday. Trust me, it will rock your world. Bye now.